false leads, Belknap was now certain he had the scent. But had someone picked up on his scent? Was the tracker being tracked? To turn around suddenly would be suspicious. Instead, he stopped and feigned a yawn, looking about as if taking in the giant statues, but ready to make a swift evaluation of whoever was in the immediate vicinity. He saw nobody at all. A seated bronze Marx, a standing Engels, massive, glowering over verdigrised beards and mustaches, two rows of linden trees, an expanse of poorly maintained turf. Across the way, the hulking, long, coppery glass box known as the Palace de République. It was a coffin-like building, as if built to entomb the human spirit itself. But the forum seemed vacant. There was scant reassurance in that. Yet was he really certain of what he had heard? Tension, he knew, made the mind play tricks on itself, see goblins in shadows. He had to quell his anxiety. An agent who was excessively keyed up could make errors of judgment, missing real threats while preoccupied by imagined ones. Belknap impulsively walked toward the malignant shimmer of the Palace de République, the regime's flagship building. It housed not only the GDR Parliament, but performance spaces, restaurants, and endless